when you have a politician's son who has dealings in a foreign country where he gets paid to be on the board of something, and that's not a big deal, right? Oh, that's nothing. No, that's a conspiracy theory, even though the Biden campaign has not confirmed. I'm sorry, the Biden campaign has not disputed and has confirmed the authenticity of the emails the New York Post revealed. But that's not a story. No. It's not a story that a career politician and his kid made millions and millions of dollars on a senator's salary. It is a big deal. This is Watergate 2 electric boogaloo type stuff, where an international businessman has an international bank account. And most normal people go, wait. So a guy who has hotels all over the world, and he has and by the way, this is not a personal account. The account is owned by Trump International LLC. Oh, so that's the first thing that the Times buries in this story. The Chinese account is controlled by Trump International Hotels Management. And there are only three that Trump International Hotel have. They have three international bank accounts: Britain, Ireland, and China. Britain and Ireland are the homes of two of his golf courses. So it's shocking that a man who has international hotels, does business all around the world, has a single solitary bank account in China that hasn't been active since 2015. This is the connection. But what about, Hunter's was a fundraising opportunity. They even say that. They even say this. They say in this article from the New York Times that Mr. Trump has sought to tar his opponents with overblown, and this is from the New York Times, unsubstantiated assertions about Hunter Biden's business dealings. Even though, as I just said, the New York Post authenticated the emails of these dealings. Right? Because numerous news articles and fact-checking sites have explained that the huge amounts of money that the Bidens made were fundraising goals set by an investment firm. Folks, you have to be swimming in the Trump derangement syndrome to write that. And then the fact that they think they got it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got him. As I said before, Trump's Chinese bank account is trending on Twitter. Because most of the people that believe that probably got a D+, and not the Chris Farley awesome, I got a D+ in Tommy Boy, but the stupid D+ in economics, that don't understand, as Mike Church broke down in our crosstalk, that if you run a hotel in a country, you most likely have to have an account there so you can run deposits through it or transactions through it. And somehow the New York Times, which is run by a bunch of socialist idiots now, doesn't understand that Trump having interest in setting up a hotel or some kind of property in a country with 1.7 gazillion people in it in China, I might be overestimating, is somehow and not a savvy business move? Right? If the New York Times could get subscriptions in China, you don't think they would try it? I mean, at this point, they're writing Chinese propaganda, so they might as well try to get subscriptions out there. New York Times, very good. But the media is taking the story of Hunter Biden, this story of kickbacks and pay to introduce and pay to play and corruption, the corruption they see, is present and authenticated and blaring in your face, and there's even worse stuff that's being revealed by One America News. Multiple people have confirmed what we all feared, what Aaron Barker talked about on his show on Monday, among others, was Hunter Biden's interactions with underage people who were not U.S. citizens. And not good interactions, but abusive interactions, we'll put it at that. With these accusations dropping, the Bidens are going to wish that the worst thing to come out of the Hunter laptop was the corrupt business. Oh, but look over here. Look at the right hand. Oh, Trump has a Chinese bank account. Oh, look at that. Can you see his eyes are slanted? He's a Chinaman. Look at him. Look at him. Ooh, he's a plant. He's a Russian-China plant. He's all over the place. He's an international man of mystery who's a plant for everybody. The desperation. Because remember, Joe Biden is up by a gazillion points. Right? Joe Biden is up by a gazillion points. Then why does the China story matter? It matters because they know for a fact. They know for a fact that the Hunter Biden story may not have legs for everybody. It may not. No story does. But somebody, I'm sorry, the person on Twitter, I'm not trying to steal this idea. But, you know, I retweet a billion things a day. Most likely, if you're the first thing I see on Twitter, I'm probably going to retweet you out of habit. Just because. Everybody was wondering why it took Obama so long to endorse Joe, right? And remember when there were reports where Barack was like, Joe, you really don't need to run. Don't have to run, Joe. It's okay. You don't have to run. And yet he still did. And only now, within the last 14 days, is Trump finally acquiescing to the begging of the Biden campaign to please, please go out and campaign for him. Meanwhile, President Trump at a rally in Pennsylvania puts up giant screens talking about Joe Biden's fracking lies. Trump is taking it. He is in an extra gear at this point. And so they're trying to blunt him with this China story, which, guess what? I'm pretty sure the Committee on Presidential Debates is like, after further review, we're going to put foreign policy back on the debate on Thursday, even though we dropped it on Monday because we thought it would hurt Biden. But now that we have something that could possibly hurt Trump, we're going to put that back on the docket. Yes, we're going to talk about foreign policy now. Right? But we're only going to talk about foreign policy to Trump. We're going to ask him the question and mute his microphone. Because this bubble between the two Americas, as John Edwards actually correctly pointed out, that adulterous bastard, correctly pointed out there are two Americas, but it's not the rich and the poor one, whatever his whole class warfare speech. It's a left. It's these progressive demons, these people who are demonically possessed, and everybody else. When I say everybody else, I say normal Democrats. And I know some of you don't think they exist. But coming from the Northeast, I know there are, like, people in my family who will vote for Democrats. They're not demonically possessed. They don't know any better. They just vote Democrat because. Now, of course, there are some that are like, I don't like how Trump tweets. He's mean. So I'm going to vote for Biden because he's such a nice guy. Okay, whatever. Then you're stupid. Which, unfortunately, the USCCB is doing at this point. So we have this story, this big news. What they're trying to do so hard, they're trying to make fetch happen, bro. They're trying to make Fetch happen with this Chinese bank account. And even though the Committee for Presidential Debates made a huge tiff about removing foreign policy from the debate tomorrow, they might slide a question or two in about the China bank account.